you're probably turning into this podcast after your prayer session. Was it a hurried list of all that bothers you? Was it the rattling off of the school prayer that you learned all those years ago? We often forget what prayer is. Actually, it is a conversation with the Father who knows us inside out, the one who knitted us in our mother's womb. We don't have to be good speakers to pray. The Holy Spirit enables us to unburden our hearts to our Father in prayer. For all of us who find solace in this two-way dialogue with God, we've experienced that it is a crucial step towards victory. Yet, despite our belief in prayer, do we get how powerful it really is? Today on the Pod About God, we have Pastor Joy from Assembly of Believers Church Noida with us to tell us how to weaponize the power of prayer. Thank you so much, Pastor Joy, for joining us this month. We're so glad that you could have this conversation here today.
So thank you very much, sister, for having me over. It's a pleasure to be here and talking about prayer, which is so important in our Christian life.
So, Pastor, just want to talk about prayer and want to know from you, what, according to you, is prayer?
Prayer is something which is very important. It's the basic foundation of a person who is into a relationship with God. And the God that we serve is an answering God. He's a God that listens. And moreover, prayer for me is something which is a fellowship with God that gives us the rest. In the Garden of Eden, there was this break in the fellowship. It was not just the fellowship, it was talking with God. God used to visit Adam and Eve, but because of sin and disobedience, this fellowship was broken and there was hiding and there was unrest. But once we pray, we are committed to God in fellowship, and then we can share our burden. Just like Jesus did when he was not finding rest, he went to Garden of Gethsemane and he had a fellowship with his Father, and that brought rest. So prayer for me is fellowship with God that leads to rest. I become very unrest when I don't pray.
Pastor, that insight was good. Fellowship with God leads to rest. That is one of the very important reasons that we need to pray. So according to you, as you were saying, you know, when you have that fellowship with God, why is it important to pray?
See, the importance of prayer can be multifold. We can, you know, bring our burdens when we are heavy laden. When we can come to God, we find rest. We can exercise all that. We can talk to God about our needs, about our requirements. But more importantly, for me, prayer is something that prepares me to accept the will of God, not just talking and talking from my end or speaking to God about what I want, what are my likes, what I want to do with my life ahead, but it is more about preparing myself in the will of God. Just as Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Thy will be done." That's the best prayer that we can make. Yes, we can have our supplications to God. When somebody is sick, we can pray for that sick person. But the more important prayer is, what actually is the will of God? Hezekiah prayed and there were years added to his life, but those years were not very good. At times, the will of God is far more beyond than our answered prayers. David prayed for his son when he was not well, and eventually he died. But he got up accepting the will of God and accepting his sin, and then that led to the path of righteousness. Jesus, the same way, prayed, "Let thy will be done. This cup is full of God's wrath, but if it is your will, Lord, I'm going to go about and I'm going to have it. Let thy will be done." So prayer is a preparation to accept the will of God.
Pastor, and yes, you were talking about unanswered prayers. Sometimes prayers go unanswered. Lord, it takes a very long time. In those times, what should we remember?
I have myself experienced this delay, you can call it, at times when our prayers are not answered. The Bible says those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. At times, our strength is gone looking for things, praying for things, you know,